For a soldier, being told that you can no longer serve your country is one of the toughest things you can hear. But 16 British and Australian injured military veterans have now thrown themselves into a new mission, sailing in the Sydney to Hobart yacht race. Angus Randall reports.
Craig McGrath was once an elite commando in the Australian Army, but his two-decade career in the top echelons of the military came to an abrupt end in the sands of Afghanistan.
In 2012, I was in Afghanistan, dismounted patrol and got hit by an IED that was buried in a wall. I was quite close to it, pretty badly injured, had to be casevac'd out of the country, out to Germany for about a week and then back to Australia for about a month in hospital.
He was lucky. He survived with all his limbs intact, but he was still badly wounded and had to leave the army. While a commando, he was as fit as a professional athlete. He now needed to look elsewhere to keep his mind and body in shape. He turned to sailing. He's now part of an Australian crew of wounded soldiers taking on the Sydney to Hobart.
In the military, we spend our whole career working in teams, achieving a common goal. And with one of these boats, you can't sail it on your own. It takes eight people to tack the boat, which is, you know, change the direction on the wind. And everybody has to do their job at the right time and looking at each other and understanding what everyone else is doing, not just your own job. So that's what I love about it. It's similar to teamwork to what you get in the military, but we can all do this regardless of injury.
The crew was brought together by the Invictus Games Foundation, which runs its own version of the Olympics for injured military veterans. It's not just Australians. There's a boatload of British soldiers set to compete on their own Invictus craft. Dan Fielding was medically discharged from the British Royal Marines in 2008.
We've got eight Brit vets and eight Aussie vets, and they're pretty well evenly matched, to be honest. I know the Aussies are quietly confident, and we're quietly confident, so it's going to be a pretty good little match-up between us both.
The former Marine has spent the past 3 years teaching wounded veterans to sail.
People have come from all different backgrounds within the forces on our Brit side, from amps to mental injuries. But sailing really pushes people through and puts everyone, without the pun being too big, in the same boat.
The crew has already made one big trip off the east coast in preparation for the Sydney to Hobart. Dan Fielding leads a tour of what will be their home for several days.
First place we come to is the helming station, so this is a big wheel of fortune. They stand here and this is where we drive the boat, really. And it's one of the nicest places to be. I'm like Velcro on the wheel, and I enjoy driving. So unless someone really pushes me off or asks really nicely, I don't like to get off here.
So we've come downstairs. What are we looking at?
This is what we call the ghetto. So this is where all us crew live. And then we've got the saloon, where it's a little bit of a hangout. One of the guys is getting his foot taped up. You're constantly cutting yourself, bashing yourself, bumping yourself. A fingernail will come off every now and again when you grab a sail.
A lot of you guys are used to being shot at. Is it sort of a bit more of a relief to lose a fingernail?
Yeah, quite probably, but it still hurts. It doesn't matter how hard you are, it still stings, doesn't it? Especially when you've got to take a sail down again with it gone, or you've bashed yourself and you've still got to be pulling things around.
The veterans won't be competing for line honours, but it doesn't mean their competitive instincts aren't still sharply focused.
Well, I think it is the ashes on the water that we've all called it anyway. So we keep getting reminded about the ashes at the minute. So we try and remind them about the rugby and then we stop talking about sport. I think this is the one that we're all sort of focusing on, see if we can even it out or which one's got to take the lead.
Sydney to Hobart sailor Dan Fielding, ending that report by Angus Randall.